On behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Santay, the priests and seminarians, and all the sisters, I'd like to wish you all a very happy and blessed Christmas. The Mass today is taken from the third Mass of Christmas, and the epistle is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1. God at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. Last of all, in these days, hath spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, whom being the brightness of his glory and the figure of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, making purgation of sins, sitteth on the right hand of the majesty of high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath inherited a more excellent name than they. For to that which of the angels hath he said at any time, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God adore him. And to the angels indeed he saith, He that maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But the Son, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved justice, and hath hated iniquity. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou in the beginning, O Lord, didst found the earth, and the works of thy hands, and are the heavens. They shall perish, but thou shalt continue, and they shall all grow old as a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same self, and thy years shall not fail. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was made nothing that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There is a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came forth a witness to give testimony of the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but was to give testimony of the light. That was the true light, which enlighteneth every man that cometh into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to be made the sons of God, and to them that believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt amongst us. And we saw his glory, and the glory as all of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. This day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, for the Mass of the second Sunday of Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, it is true that there are many princes in this world who enjoy helping the sick and the poor. They will even give much of their wealth to relieve the poor and the helpless. But where will we find one who is willing to give up all his riches and his kingdom in order to assist the poor and helpless? Now, there's related a story of the great charity practiced by a holy king named Edward. One day, as he was traveling, King Edward came across a beggar on the road. The poor man was unable to move and was utterly abandoned. And so the good king picked him up. Edward took him and put him on his own shoulders. In the great tenderness, he carried him to the church. Yes, this was a great act of charity, and all the people were astonished by it. They could not believe that their king humbled himself and carried the poor beggar to the church. But no matter how humble and amazing this act was, Edward did not cease to be a king, and he remained as rich as he was before. But now the Son of God, the King of heaven and earth, not only put us on his shoulders, but the second person, the Blessed Trinity, descended his throne in heaven and laid aside his own majesty, his riches, and his honors. In becoming a man, our Lord Jesus made himself poor, even the poorest among men, in order to save the lost sheep, which was man. And today we recall that most glorious day when our Lord became a man. In the Gospel today's Mass for the second Mass of Christmas, we are told of the shepherd's journey to Bethlehem and their meeting with the Holy Family. Just before this, we read how the angels appeared to the shepherds and told them of the birth of our Lord. The shepherds were filled with a great fear at the sight of the angels, but the angel told them not to fear. He said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. This day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And then suddenly a great multitude of angels appeared in the sky, and they all began praising God, saying the very words that we use in the Gloria of every Mass. After this, the angels departed into heaven, and the shepherds went to Bethlehem. Having arrived at the stable, they saw the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph near the infant, who was lying in the manger, just as the angel had foretold. We can see the shepherds falling on their knees to adore the infant Christ. In silence, the shepherds came and adored their God. And then in silence, they left. And our Blessed Mother kept all these things in her heart. That is, she pondered over these wondrous truths about her Son. She thought about them often. And so on that first Christmas night, the greatest mystery ever to occur on the earth, and the most wondrous and extraordinary pouring out of God's love had begun. Let us then often think of these wondrous events that occurred on this first Christmas. They should move us to love our Lord in return for all he has done for us. A certain author once asserted, "If God had permitted you to ask him to give you the greatest proof of his love, if you could ask God to prove his love to you, who would have ever dared to ask him that he should have become a child like to us?" No one of us would have dared to ask God to become one of us, and that he should clothe himself with all our miseries and make himself most poor and the most despised and the most ill-treated of men, and going so far as even to let himself be put to death by the hands of his creatures and by the most excruciating pain of the cross. But what we would never even imagine to ask of God, the Son of God has thought of and accomplished. Like King Edward, who went out of his way to help the poor beggar, our Lord not only went out of his way to help us, but did much, much more. He left all. He left his throne in heaven, his glory and peace in heaven, to take upon himself a life of pain and suffering. So, my dear faithful, during this Christmas season, when you think about the Christ child in the stable, remember all that Jesus, the true God, has done to prove his love to you. Our God loved us so far as to suffer death, and even the death of the cross for us. Should this not, in a sense, force us to make a return of love to Him? By our very nature, we are moved to return love to those who show us love. St. Francis de Sales says, "If a man knows that he is loved by anyone, he feels himself forced to love him." And continuing, St. Francis then goes on to explain how much more we are to love a God who has loved us so much in coming to sacrifice everything to make us love Him in return. And so the thought of Christmas should bring us great joy and peace. And like the shepherds on that first Christmas night, we too should rejoice today. And amidst our rejoicing, we must also show our gratitude to our Savior and make a return of love to Him. And so He wants you to think of Him more often, and in doing so, to increase your love for Him. And of course, never forget His Holy Mother and ask her to help you have a most profitable Christmas. And let us pray then this holy season of Christmas. O my Jesus, since Thou dost desire to be loved by me, remind me always of Your love and of the pains You have suffered to show me this love. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.